Welcome to Promptly Potter, where each episode we flex our critical analysis muscles and break down a question about the Harry Potter novels. This is episode 153, and today's prompt comes from chapter 21, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, titled The Unknowable Room. Hello, folks. My name is Bailey, and I will be your host for this episode. Today's prompt focuses on the room where it happens. Room of Requirements, that is. It is, how did the Room of Requirements come to be? And how did Tom Riddle find it? Now, the Room of Requirement is known, or Room of Requirements, is known as the Come and Go Room. It's described as to appear when someone is in great need, and a hidden room in the Hogwarts castle. Now, each time we see the Room of Requirement, we see it when it's more of a desperate attempt, like a deep desire or a sense of urgency between Dumbledore's army, and now we see with Draco Malfoy. Well, it's speculated, but we know that he's going into the Room of Requirement. Now, later on, this is where we find out that this is where Tom Riddle hid a Horcrux. He was, as usual, very desperate to commit this act, which on the surface seems like usual because everyone needed the Room Requirement at one point or another, and it's all for very important reasons. And this seems like it's a very important reason, obviously, because he needs it to survive. But in a darker, deeper way, you just imagine how dark he is, how soulless or just power hungry he is. We know that, but this is just another thing to tack on, because it's the Room Requirement only shows up when you really, really, really need, like, it could smell your desperation. And it appears to hide what in his mind he was saying, Horcrux, not the tiara or diadem, the Horcrux. The thing that's riddled with dark illegal magic that you make by killing someone. And on top of that, it's also mentioned later on that he believes he's the one that discovered it. And it's this theory, it's not my own, that Albus Dumbledore discovered it, which is pretty funny. Once again, I actually don't remember if this is in the books or not, so full disclaimer, but it would be very funny if it was him, purely because here we have Tom Riddle, I don't know how old he is, I think he's like 70 or something, beefing with a teen boy, who is constantly like destroying him at every turn, and also fighting at the same time and competing with, well, at this point, we can consider Dumbledore very old. That is very amusing to me. But yes, back to Tom Riddle. So it was said, this is like, I guess this was one of the things that was just last resort. He didn't have a lot of time. He has like Thinkwick and the Room of Requirements. Thankfully for him, not for anybody else in this world, because that's a bad thing. But thankfully for, once again, Tom Riddle, it showed up and he got to hide it. But magic throughout the book is very, very weird. From what we see, the Room of Requirement isn't inherently good or evil. It's just one of those things that is in between. And magic is, no doubt you can make things with magic or turn magic into certain things, but it's just one of those things that magic took a life on its own and just created, because magic in itself is magical. So it is possible that the Room of Requirement just took a life on its own, especially since it has that connection to someone who is desperate to make something work and can feel it to be different for everybody else. And as we see in the chapter, it's very, very tricky for Harry to find what Draco's doing the entire time. He like does a whole bunch of things just to try to see Draco or what he's doing. It's kind of like the magic eight ball, where you're like asking it a question and then it says, ask again later or try again later. And it's just, it's very frustrating, as we can see, because clearly that's what the room of requirement is telling Harry the entire time. I do love Hermione at the end of this chapter, where Ron, he's just, he really is a whole character. And I think he says something, he just like groans about women, and then you have Harry says, oh, they're easily upset. Like, Harry, honey, you kicked a wall because a magic door wouldn't open for you. Let's not point wands at people. Okay. And Hermione just jumps in, and I love her. She's so funny. But yes, Ron. I can see why Ron's an easy target as well, because he just, a spell check quill from your brother's shop. Are you kidding me? He just walks into these traps at this point. I can see why it's easy. Honestly, I would prank him too. It's so easy. He just puts it on a silver platter for you. But that is merely my opinion. Tell us what you think about today's prompt over on MuggleNet.com's social media channels. And use hashtag PromptlyPotter to join in the conversation.
Promptly Potter is produced by Marissa Osman, edited by Patrick Muselek, and is brought to you by MuggleNet.com.